Do you like a challenge? Well, Hannah Hammond has opened a witchcraft and wizardry themed escape room in Canning Town. It's designed to be accessible to the visually impaired community as well as everyone else. Now, if you're unfamiliar with the concept of an escape room, then don't worry, because Hannah Hammond joins me now on the line. Hi, Hannah.
Hi, Simon.
Now, first of all, tell us, what is the concept of an escape room for those that aren't aware?
So basically, you go into a room and you get trapped in there for an hour, and you have to solve as many puzzles as you can to escape.
So you've got to win your freedom?
Yes, you have to win your freedom.
Right, okay. So tell us about your escape room then, because as I said, it's witchcraft and wizardry themed, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So basically, we've decided not to lock people in. It's completely in the dark, so it's not like a great idea for health and safety. So we've used blackout curtains, which means that we've decided you don't have to solve puzzles to escape. You have to solve puzzles and collect as many of the dragon eggs as possible. And once you've collected all of them, then you can leave the room and you've won the game. Basically, an evil wizard has stolen 6 rare dragon eggs. And we've gathered your team together to sneak into his lair while he's out and search for the stolen dragon eggs. But you've got to be careful because the place you've entered is full of dark magic. And you have to smell, feel, and communicate with your team to get around the room.
No, that sounds quite scary.
We've had quite a few teams in before, and they've said that it's not very scary because they are with a group. However, when I'm in there on my own, it is kind of scary.
And this is unusual then, to have it all in the dark?
Yeah, I think, as far as I know, it's the first one in the UK, but I know it's definitely the first one in London.
So what inspired you to do it?
I just absolutely love escape rooms myself, and usually I go with a team of 3 other people, but I have been with like other friends and stuff before. And they have, like, previously forgotten their glasses. They've not been able to, like, read everything in there, and it's quite low lighting, and sometimes the writing's quite small. Also, there's people who, like, play escape rooms will understand there's these tiny little number locks that you have to fiddle around with, and if you have quite a lot of them in the game, it can be quite frustrating because it's quite hard in the eyes to see, you know. And me and my partner were playing a game in Prague, and when we finished, I just said, I absolutely love escape rooms so much, and I just wish more people can enjoy them as much as I do. And he was like, well, make it happen. So, yeah.
So you have?
Yeah, so I have.
So how much interest have you had in yours? Because, again, obviously we're talking about the aspect of it being in the dark. Have you had much interest with it?
Yeah, we were actually very surprised at how many people have contacted us and been interested in it. And, like, it's been really, really nice because I kind of feel like an imposter, you know. I've gone in, I've set this thing up, and I'm like, I've built, like, a little business, and I'm kind of waiting for someone to be like, what have you done? But actually, it's been absolutely fantastic. We've had, like, other escape rooms messaging us saying, like, it's great that you've done this, and we've tried to be more accessible in the past, and we've had, like, players contacted us. We've had people from America say, you know, we wish we could come play your game because it's such a great thing you're doing, and it's just been absolutely fantastic. Like, it's been so lovely to get that support from people.
Has that surprised you, the amount of interest?
I mean, yeah, it kind of has. I mean, it's quite scary setting up your own thing. You have very high highs and very low lows, you know, when something doesn't work on a day, and when you put so much effort and so many months work into building something that's your idea, you don't always feel like your idea is a good one, even if you get a lot of people saying it is. So I guess, yeah, it was always kind of surprise me, but I did feel like people would be worried about playing in an escape room in complete darkness. I guess it seems like quite a scary concept, but yeah, we thought it was a good idea to, like, kind of take that sense out completely and to have something unique, you know, in an escape room as well, something that people haven't played before.
And it's sometimes when you're as close to it as you have been for so long, it's difficult to be objective about it, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it definitely is, yeah.
What gave you the idea to make it more accessible for blind and partially sighted people?
I'm not really sure. We had a few ideas on what we kind of wanted to do, and we just, I guess it was like that my team before, because we kind of want to set up like accessible wheelchair accessible one in the future, and a few different games. But I guess it's because my team before have had problems reading in the rooms, and they've had problems. They've not been able to join in with the full game, and it's kind of like a bit frustrating for them and for the team, because, you know, not everyone can have it. It's not as fun if you're not playing with your whole team, and it's frustrating for them because they can play half a game and the other half they're just sort of stood about doing nothing. It just seems such a shame, you know.
Yeah, so how large is a team then generally?
So I usually play with three other people, but I mean, it depends on the escape room you're playing. You can play with two people, and you can play up to usually about five people. But I know some escape rooms do corporate events, and they have like 30 people, or some escape rooms have seven people in them.
Have any blind or partially sighted people tried to escape yet?
Yes, they have. Yeah.
All right. What was the feedback?
Yeah, they really enjoyed it. They said like, it was like a really different experience, and it's nice to be able to like go into a room and, you know, complete it without having to like ask your teammates to read anything for you or to sort of do the number locks. So yeah, it was very nice. We've had a couple of people and that's been very good.
And do you know yet, do blind and partially sighted people fare better in it, the way you've got it set up, or do you think it's just it just depends on how good you are at solving puzzles?
Yeah, we've had that question come up quite a lot, but I don't think so. I feel like it is still an escape room, and the puzzles are all still like quite difficult. So it's more like you need to chat with your team, you need to cooperate with your team, and you still have to use all your other senses. It still can be quite a difficult room to escape. And I don't think that anyone in particular has an advantage or a disadvantage at the room.
Yeah, that's really good then, isn't it? It's a real even level playing field then.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So you're planning to open up other ones, aren't you?
Well, that's the plan. Let's see how well this one goes, Jack. We have just opened this one, and it was quite a lot of months' work. But we have been working with Ministry of Startup. They gave us the space in London to do this. So they had an old pub that was no longer being used that they've taken over, and they've used it for a hot desk in space and for different companies to come in. And hopefully they're going to get some theatres in there and different stuff. So they're quite a good company to work with. They've been very supportive, and we've already been discussing with them about other places that we could use around London that they own that we could pop up in.
It sounds really exciting, and it must be for you. When do you officially launch this one then?
So our booking system is up now, but on the 8th. So in 2 days, we're officially open.
The 8th of August. So give us your location then, and how we get in touch with you.
We're in Canning Town, the Durham Arms, and 24 Stevenson Street. And you can contact us on our website, which is www.accessescape.com. And it has all our contact information, phone number, and also there's a live chat if anyone needs any help.
Sounds like a real challenge, Hannah, and I'd love to chat to you after you've had it running for a while. It'll be interesting to see how it's all going. Hannah Hammond, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Okay, thank you.